If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Today on The Grave Talks, Haunted Arkansas, a conversation with Gavin Webb. Arkansas is filled with stories, old houses, historic landmarks, and forgotten corners of the state where the past still lingers. Yet many of its hauntings have never been properly investigated until now. Filmmaker Gavin Webb is also the director and producer of Haunted Arkansas, a brand new 10-part paranormal documentary series dedicated to uncovering the state's most active and unexplored locations. Each episode takes the team inside a different Arkansas site for a full paranormal investigation, documenting the history, walking the floors after dark, and capturing whatever makes itself known. Some locations are familiar, others have never allowed cameras inside, yet all of them have stories waiting in the silence. Gavin shares what the team experienced and what their cameras captured, and why Arkansas may be one of the most underrated paranormal hotspots in the country. So, Gavin, thank you for being on the show again. you were on a while back and we were talking about your first paranormal documentary, King Opera House. And that day you were talking about your next project. Congratulations. That's what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah. Thank you for having me back on.
Anytime.
I'm excited to catch back up.
It's exciting because I thought King Opera House was a great documentary. It's your first documentary film that's really was your first film you'd ever done, right? Full length?
Yeah. It was kind of like I only made like one short film before that. That was like my first like real like feature film documentary, like anything.
You've been interested in filmmaking. That goes way back, like when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And did the interest in the paranormal come along later in your life and then they kind of just combined?
I guess like I think I'd be lying if I was like, oh, I was never interested in doing like something paranormal related. Because like the first film, I think we mentioned the first time, the first podcast was my first film I watched with my dad was like Ghostbusters, which is, you know, filmmaking and paranormal, even if it's, you know, kind of like the fictional side. I always really enjoyed that. And I guess I didn't really realize that they would like intertwine with each other until I was in college. I was very happy with, you know, finding my footing, like, okay, yeah, I actually do want to do paranormal documentary stuff.
Because when we were talking about King Opera House, that is in Van Buren, Arkansas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you went in there to do that, it wasn't like you thought, aha, I'm going to get all this footage. You kind of went in with an open mind, like, I'm going to see what I discover here. Maybe nothing. Maybe something. You don't know when you go looking for paranormal locations. Maybe you'll find something, maybe you won't. And I found it interesting because you did have experiences when you were there.
Yeah, we went in with the mindset like, oh, we're here to see if like it's real or if it's not. That's kind of like how we like walked into the building and we left believing that it is real. And then we started believing, you know, if this is real, let's go test other locations, which also led to Haunted Arkansas. But it kind of took a bumpy road before we got to, you know, the series.
I mean, life kind of throws things at you and tries to stop you, I swear, sometimes.
Yeah, like we were supposed to do like another like single documentary. We tried to do one in Oklahoma, but the state didn't allow it. And then we tried to do the Pythian Castle, Missouri as a one-off documentary. But then they wanted like a lot of money for like a few hours. I'm like, nah, we're not doing that. And then we stumbled on some Arkansas locations. And I was kind of like, you know, I don't want to make a single documentary for, you know, this place. Like, I don't feel like people will watch it, but I don't think anybody's going to watch a documentary called like, you know, one of the locations is the old Miller Jail. I don't think someone's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to watch that. Yeah, I'm sure.
No, I probably would. I'd be the old Miller Jail. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I think people would. But like, I feel like having a whole series with like separate episodes is a lot better to get it all together, you know?
Well, and speaking of getting it all together, like, this is something you have to come up with the funding for and the time and, you know, trying to manage it while life is going on. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work because we're independent. We don't have a lot of funding. It's all like I paid for it all. So it's difficult. And then we have a new crew and some of the crew has like, you know, full-time jobs. So we have to go on days that, you know, they're off and it was very difficult, but at the end of the day, we're just very happy that we were able to do it.
Now, you live in Arkansas, correct?
Yeah.
Alma?
Yes. Yeah, Alma, Arkansas.
And the reason I remember that is that I lived in Alma, Nebraska.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, there's so many Almas. Uh-huh. I love it, though.
Every town, every state has one, I swear. But
yeah.
So you live in Arkansas, which is why you're interested in looking at these haunted locations in Arkansas. And I think a lot of people would go, oh, yeah, Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, because that is so well known. But in this 10-episode series, you go into some locations that aren't well known in Arkansas.
Yeah.
How were you able to narrow down and decide where you want to go? Because there's a lot more than 10 locations in Arkansas that have paranormal activity.
Yeah, we kind of like narrowed down like ones that we thought were the most interesting. And like, it was a few that were like kind of taking a gamble on because either someone hasn't investigated before, that they haven't investigated it in 20 years. So we're like, okay, let's see if it's still haunted or even if it's haunted at all. So we kind of took a gamble on that and we want to do those locations first. And then some other locations are some well-known ones in Arkansas, but not everywhere else. So like a good example is the Clayton House. Like,
yes, I want to talk about that because I did watch that episode.
Yeah, that one recently just got kind of like in the mainstream because some YouTubers went to it. And but before that, it was kind of like a well-known Arkansas legend, but no one else knew it.
Did you go to any locations? You know, you had a list of where you want to go. And anytime you take on a project like this, you have to have an outline and a plan. Because yeah. If you don't, it's going to get out of control real fast. Did you have any locations that you changed your mind on? Or maybe you went there and it was like, didn't really find anything? Or did you go there and perhaps you didn't get a lot of activity, but you left it in because this is real life and what happened or didn't happen that night?
Yeah, there was. So we went to a location that I'm not going to say which episode it was because it would kind of spoil it. But we didn't get a lot from that location at all. But I left it in because I wanted to show the reality of, you know, not every location is a paranormal hotspot. You know, you can't always get something. And that's why I left that one in. It's because, you know, not every place is going to be, you know, a top tier haunt.
Or at least because, on the day that you were there.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe we came on a wrong day or something, but it kind of just proves that, hey, like there's something here, but like it's not always going to linger around. There's going to be off days. But I just want to kind of to like put that episode in because, you know, there's some people that will always have an episode that's like, you know, better than the last one, you know, it's like, but I kind of just wanted like a series to show like, hey, this is like the reality, like not every location is going to be like the best location ever.
And I think that those of us who, I grew up in a haunted house, or there are a lot of people who do paranormal investigations frequently, have been to the same location multiple times. Or maybe you work at a location that's got paranormal activity. And in fact, the woman at the Clayton House Museum, she kind of talked about that. Like, there's definitely activity. It's not this bombardment of constant activity, though.
Yeah, it's like it comes and goes. Like, it depends on the season, the moons. We heard that a lot with the crescent. They're like, if the moons are aligned or, you know, something's not going on that night, we're not going to get much.
I don't know if I told you last time, but I went on a vacation to Eureka Springs with my dog.
Yeah.
I was going to be writing a play, and I thought it'd be fun to just take my laptop and go write with my dog. And so I decided Crescent is a dog-friendly hotel. I decided we'd go over and go into the hotel.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to the radio looking for a place to park. We drive past the Crescent Hotel and my radio, I'm watching it. I have my hands on the wheel. I'm not touching anything. And the volume just goes from like 18, 17, 16, 15, just goes all the way down. I turn it back up. That's weird. I go look for a place to park. Can't find any there. I drive past the front of the building again and the exact same thing happened in the exact same spot. I decided I'm not like going in.
Like, yeah.
Not taking my dog in. No.
Yeah, we had something like that happen to us, too. I have it sometimes happen, like, when I'm at home. Like, I don't know. It was always after the Crescent that it started to happen, that the radio would, like, shift or change channels or
something. So that happened with you at the Crescent, too?
Yeah, like, in the parking lot.
Yes! I wasn't even inside. I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's insane. But another one of your questions was, like, one of the locations that like we changed our mind on. We didn't get to film at this location, but we had this one spot. I'm not gonna name them, but we had this theater that I really wanted to go to because a film festival was hosted there for the King Opera was featured in.
Oh, yeah.
And the theater was sick. It was like a magic theater. And I was like, I really, there's like stories that go back to the 1800s that like it's really haunted. And I really wanted to film in this theater. And we started planning the series last November. So I've had this location like thought of and under my belt for months at this point. And I called them nonstop and they said, oh, we'll get back to you. I sent them letters and they're like, yeah, we'll get back to you. At one point, they're kind of like on like a seesaw, like, oh, yes, no, yes, no. And then it came to the week of like filming it. And it was like, we heard nothing. Like, they did not want us in that building, but they wouldn't tell us that, which made no sense because they've just publicly stated. Yeah, that, like, just say no, for one. Right. And two, they've publicly stated and allowed people in before. So I was kind of confused on why they just straight up, like, ghosted us, basically. no pun intended.
But that's literally what they did.
Yeah, but I think, like, I think it was a blessing in disguise because we got a different location the next day, which was, you know, like I said, no throwing shade at the theater because I think it's a cool theater and I would love to go one day. The new location was 10 times cooler. Like, it was like a really unique location. And it was the Cosmic Caverns, the cave system.
Oh, can you tell me a little bit about that? Because I've heard that before.
Yeah. That episode was the last one we filmed. It was our last episode we were filming, and it was the one that scared me the most.
Really? Why is that?
It was, so the cave goes back to, I don't even remember, but it was like founded in the 1800s and became a show cave in the late 1800s and early 1900s. But if anybody fell down in the cave, they couldn't get out. Like, they're just, you know, they died. So no one knows, like, what happened in the cave. And then the reports are a kid fell down the stairs and he died down there. And then an exorcism was performed in the cave, which was also scary that we didn't know of until we got there, which was insane. And basically, it was scary because you would hear men laughing on one end of the cave and then women crying on the other end.
Oh. And then
you would hear like kids running around or like people in the water, and you can hear it in the episode, like the woman laughing. And it really scared me because we had the ovulus out, and I decided, I was like, it's the final episode. I might as well just go down by myself.
Oh, quite brave, Gavin.
I was like, I don't know why, but I was like, it's the last episode. It's the last episode of filming. Let's do it. And I went down there with the ovulus. The ovulus started saying stuff like manslaughter and murder and all this like stuff while I was down there by myself. And then like you could kind of see like in the distance, like a dark figure in the like entrance to the back of the cave, like where you hear people laughing. It really scared me because I realized like, hey, like if there was an exorcism down here, like there could be like evil down here. And
Right. What
they're saying on this ovulus could be like what they like. What like they want to kill me or something. And it really scared me to the point where I was like, do I want to keep doing this? You know, like I was like really freaked out when I got back home because I was like, did something follow me home? Like what's going on?
Right. And a cave itself is such a intimidating, scary, claustrophobic. I get weird vibes in any cave.
Yeah. And it's like it had endless like water pits too. So like, if he fell over, he fall into the water. And what made it creepy is, like, there was a boat. Like, two men had a boat down there and, like, lived down there. And then the boat sank and their bodies were, I think they're still down in the bottomless pit.
Yeah, because they can't get him.
Yeah, and it's terrifying. And I left that cave, like, do I want to keep doing this? Like, I was, like, terrified. But thankfully, I came back and I kind of found my footing again and I was like, oh, okay, I'm fine. You know, I had some safety protocols with just in case something did follow me home. And
good.
I finally
good,
was
good.
Like, I was like, okay, I'm fine now. And then I started missing the paranormal stuff while I was editing. And I'm like, yeah, I want to keep doing this.
You know, so, when you talk about the ovulus, You have that with you at the Clayton House. That's, you shared that episode with me. So we'll go, hopefully go into a little depth on that if you don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I find creepy about that is it, the way it just shoots out words.
Yeah.
That would scare the crap out of me because I'm walking through a location like you're in this cave and then you get these random words that are, you know, like it's just saying them at any time.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, it's like a jack in a box. I know that I'm cranking it and it's going to pop out at some time, but it still makes me jump.
Yeah, that's like Emily, the girl with dark hair in the episode. She, every time the ovulus like said something, she was like, oh, and like jumped.
That would be me. That would be me because
so.
Even though you know it's going to say things, you're in these very quiet locations and then you're hearing things like, my God, in the cave, you're hearing men laughing and women crying and children and all that.
Yeah.
And then random words. That makes sense.
And it's more terrifying, like, in the first episode, everybody's out of the house, and there's one camera on upstairs, and the ovulus just starts talking to itself.
That I found really creepy.
That's what I showed my mom the episode, and she was like, that part was the scariest.
I found that really creepy because you guys aren't anywhere near it, and you've got a camera set up, and it's just talking.
Yeah, and it's like, we'll be in a different room, and then it starts spinning again and talking, and we go in the room and it shuts the ovulus off.
Yeah, I think that's really strange.
It's definitely, the Clayton House is definitely a really good location, and I'm glad that's episode one.
I really enjoyed it. And in fact, I was recording another episode and I brought up about when, and I'll let you tell this story. The woman from the museum you talked to at the beginning of the episode,
yeah.
She shared a story that I thought was so interesting about the cops being called because the security alarm goes off.
Oh, yeah. So the story is they set the alarm every night because it's a museum, and the alarm was tripped as, like, the safety sensors inside, the motion detector sensors went off. And the police officers showed up, and they had, like, two squad cars pull up because they thought someone was in there. And they said they physically saw someone inside, but all the doors were closed. And then the manager came over to the building to go in with them. And when they walked in and, you know, scouted out the whole building, checked every closet, there was no one in there. And, like, all the lights were off still.
Yeah, there's nobody in there, but the cop saw someone.
Yeah, and it's there. Very... And one of the stories is, like, the main, like, manager lady that we interviewed, her kid was there and saw people upstairs, too, when the museum was closed.
Which I thought was interesting at the very beginning of, and that's the first episode. Now, you're releasing all 10 of them at the same time, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so, for binge-watching purposes.
Yeah, because I think about, like, if I was in this situation of someone watching, and it's, like, my Christmas decorations are up, the fireplace is going, I'm going to binge-watch it.
Absolutely. And so I've only seen the first episode, but it was interesting because when you're talking to her, you're like, what do you think? This place kind of not really haunted, haunted, really haunted. And she's like, I'd say haunted.
Yeah.
Then goes on to like share the story about the police showing up, talking about how she's seen things there, heard things there, people are walking. It sounds like quite a haunted location, actually.
Yeah, like I said, we kind of went in with the mindset like what we did with the King Opera, like, is it really haunted or is it not? And that's kind of like the whole basis for the series. And we went in, you know, thinking like, oh, who knows? Like, we might not get anything. You know, we went in and it was like one of the most active spots, you know, we've been to. Not the most active, but it was one of the most active. And we got a lot of physical evidence as well with, you know, the footsteps upstairs and the floor creaking, and like, it was insane. It was such a good episode. And I only sent you one episode because I was like, if I send her all 10, she she might want to
talk about too many.
Well, not that, but like, I like building suspense.
Absolutely.
I like building. So I was like, if I send her all 10, all this, the suspense is gone.
And I'll be giving away too many secrets that way. No, but but that's what makes it fun is when you're watching it and you don't know what's next.
Yeah.
That's, and so often with a lot of the ghost shows and YouTube videos, I think because I grew up in a haunted house, the scary part was what I couldn't see, but I could hear it. I could feel it. It was the walking around, something at night frequently would walk, like heavy footsteps. You could just hear them one after another. Sometimes they would go all the way down the stairs.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like a man because there were heavy footsteps, but my dad really wasn't there very much when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Who's the guy walking around in the middle of the night? I have no idea. And, you know, hearing things and, you know, things turning on and off and lights on and off and faucets on and off and, you know, doors slamming shut. And maybe it's typical paranormal activity, but it's terrifying too because you don't know when it's going to happen next. And so that to me, that episode to me was very realistic, haunted activity.
Yeah, with the series, I'm sure you notice we really focus on the investigation. The history part was only like 5 minutes because, you know, most people watching are watching for the investigation, not, you know, for a 20-minute interviews and history and stuff. So I was like, if we can get that done in 5 minutes, then we have, you know, 35 minutes to investigate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the main focus on the shows. We really try to focus on the investigation part because that's kind of the main factor. You know, most people want to see the investigation.
But I do think adding in this is just me. I think anyone who listens to this show knows how into history I am because I like to know the history of the location because sometimes it explains the hauntings. And in this location with the Clayton House, that does explain some of it because it was a hospital at one time during the Civil War.
Yeah.
And so then there's possibly a nurse at the location. So I think that could explain why a nurse would be there.
Yeah. Well, I also agree. Like, I love history. And that's why we keep the history parts in. We just kind of go over like the main haunting points so we can be like, okay, this is why it's haunted and here's the history for it, but let's go on to the investigation and see, you know, what's actually going on.
Did you feel like when you were at that location, do you feel like there was a nurse there? Did you feel like Mr. Clayton, Mrs. Clayton were actually there?
I definitely think Mr. Clayton was there because there was a part where we did a spirit box in Miss Clayton's parlor. And I was like, is Miss Clayton here? And then a deep man voice said, you know, my name. So we're like, okay, that's Mr. Clayton.
A lot of times, I don't always hear it. And it's like that with a lot of EVPs, you know, because it's kind of hard to hear. You got to have your headphones on and be listening for it. You had some really good ones. Like when it said Gavin, it said Gavin.
Yeah, like it was crystal clear, like it said my name, and I was like, whoa, it's kind of creepy.
It is weird when it's your name.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, it knows me.
Yeah, I saw some people post, like, you know, skeptical things, like, oh, it's just like a radio station picking up. But then I was like, but it just said, you know, like my name, and it had all these different voices in it, you know, it was so like strange. Like I couldn't explain it, you know, as investigators, especially during this series, we were really like into like being a skeptic as well, trying to like debunk stuff if we could, because like I said, we're trying to be as transparent as possible, but like there's no way, like I didn't know how to debunk that because there's like literally like we don't know how.
Yeah, because there's sometimes you can be like, I think it said this, I think it said that, but in those sessions that you had, there were several things that were very clear, but I think Gavin was the most clear.
Yeah, it was after I was like, is Miss Clayton here? And then like he said my name in a deep voice, and I was like, oh yeah, that's definitely Mr. Clayton.
Well, and you had like activities like the girls were seeing shadows where there shouldn't have been shadows, and moving.
Yeah.
And you had, I think you were using a REM pod. You were getting lots of weird activity with that as well.
Yeah, in the doorway for the dining room, we thought, because we caught, like, we had an SLS camera which shows the stick figures, and we see a lot of short stick figures, and we have reports that there's kids running around, spirit of kids. It was so strange because it was like a kid messing around with me and Michaela, but not Emily, and it was the weirdest thing.
It very much reactive to you and Michaela.
Yeah.
And you do have to wonder, it's when you add it all together, what you're looking at in the camera looks like a child, the size of a child.
Yeah.
And then the way it's kind of almost pulling pranks and being playful with you.
Yeah.
That is like the spirit of a child.
Yeah, that's definitely the fun part, is like adding the pieces together.
Now,
it's like a puzzle.
Because there was a couple times where, like, there was one time in particular where you went off to see the woman who worked there.
Yeah.
Or to check in with her. And the girls are by themselves. And I kind of wanted to give them a hug because I think they were, it was a little scary for them.
Oh, yeah. They were, I came back and they were, like, about to cry because they were there by themselves. And I was, like, out of the building talking to the manager because her building's, I mean, not her building. Her office is in like a different part of the building. And they're in the living room by themselves and they're seeing, because there's reports of a guy hanging out in the stairwell. And they said they saw someone walk down the stairwell. And then Michaela went upstairs by herself to get the camera. And then you hear someone upstairs coming down the stairs.
Yeah, and you had a lot of that in this. There was a lot of footsteps and up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
Which I found interesting.
That's why I like it being episode one, because it kind of like, it's one of my favorite episodes. Like I rewatch it. When I first made the episode, I sent it to my friend Keegan and his wife Emily. And we sat on the phone after we watched it for like an hour talking about it. Like it's like it wasn't mine. Like we just watched, you know, like Oppenheimer in the theater. Like we sat there and talked about it.
I love that when you get it like kind of. Especially when you personally have worked on something so hard,
yeah.
And you can really have an in-depth conversation about it finally.
Yeah, because it, like I said, we've been working on it since last November, and to finally be able to like go out and talk to people about like what happened and like what they watched and stuff, it's so like, it makes me happy because it shows that people actually enjoy what I make. And
yeah.
I think that really, makes me feel happy, basically.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Gavin Webb about his new paranormal docuseries, Haunted Arkansas. You can watch it on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at Chumbacasino.com.
Welcome to the family.